Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. On today's episode, I actually want to share with you a podcast that I have had the honor and the privilege to be able to contribute to. This show is called the Call Her Profitable Podcast, and it is created and hosted by my mentee, Odesha. She is a powerful woman of God, and I've had the pleasure of being able to mentor her and help her bring this podcast to light. And of course, this podcast is right in my zone of being a Christian business-based podcast, because I believe that we need more shows that are not just talking about how God can bless whatever we come up with, but a show that's based on surrendering our lives, surrendering our businesses to the Lord, and allowing Him to lead us in all of our endeavors. And so I am so proud of her. And the episode that I'm going to be sharing here is her first episode, where she is sharing her story and how God led her to start this podcast. This episode is a must listen for any aspiring entrepreneur who feels a calling from the Lord but is facing some type of uncertainty. Her story of faith, resilience, and divine guidance is going to offer inspiration and practical insights into starting and growing a business that's aligned with God's purpose. So after you listen to this episode, make sure that you subscribe, that you listen, that you share with a friend the Call Her Profitable podcast, because this show is necessary to have in your list of podcasts that you listen to. The link is available now in the show notes. So without further ado, here's episode one of the Call Her Profitable podcast, available now everywhere you get your podcasts.
You are listening to Call Her Profitable, the podcast where we blend faith, business, and personal development. I'm your host, Odesha, founder of the Woman of Power Group and certified life and business coach. And on this podcast, we'll explore partnering with God in your entrepreneurial endeavors, uncover your God-given gifts so you can start and grow a business that flows, transform your mindset, and walk confidently in your calling. So grab your journal, sis, that Bible, and your favorite iced coffee as we embark on this journey together. Let's get started. Episode one of the Call Her Profitable podcast. And I thought it would be a really good idea to start this episode off with my story and how God led me to start this podcast. Now, I can start this story all the way back to 2018, but I won't. This story started at the end of last year, at the beginning of this year. We're in 2024. And at the end of last year, in December, I was laid off from one of the highest paying jobs that I had. Now, when I got the job, it was really cool. It allowed me to flex my gift of administration. I really enjoyed the company. It was an all-Black company. It was a startup company. And like I mentioned, it was one of my highest paying jobs. But what I started to feel was, I realized what I call the grace started to lift. So tasks that were really easy and simple for me to do, I started to get frustrated. I started to get annoyed. I started to feel really burnt out and all the things. And I knew that this was a sign from God. Spending some time in my prayer closet, I heard God tell me that my time at that company will soon come to an end. Now, I didn't know if that meant to, like, I would leave the job or what, but I knew that it wasn't quite time yet. God was just giving me a heads up. And with the heads up, God was telling me not to put in my resume anywhere. He was telling me that where he's taking me, I wouldn't need a resume. Now, I was a little excited, but I also was wary because there was a level of uncertainty. I wasn't sure exactly what would happen. I didn't know how I was going to make it if I wasn't going to be looking for another job. And quite frankly, I did have a business started, but it's something that I kind of put to the wayside. I didn't really see how it was going to turn into a business. But nevertheless, I listened to what God said and I was just like, okay, cool. So one day, it was, I believe, December 13th, I got an email basically saying that I was laid off. The company was making some shifts. I was going to be laid off. And I was just like rejoicing, but I also was like, what? I was rejoicing because, like I said, the grace was lifting. I was feeling really frustrated and annoyed and fatigued, a little burnt out. I just wasn't the same that I was. I wasn't that same vibrant person when I first started the job. And also, God had already told me that a transition was coming. And also at that time when I got the letter that I was being laid off, I had just hired a business coach. I was basically building my business. So I'm like, okay, cool. This will give me the flexibility to do what I need to do in my business. However, me and my husband just purchased our first home. Like, we were in the middle of closing on our first property when I got laid off. So I was really, and we was moving to a whole different state. There was a level of uncertainty. What was going to happen? I'm just starting to build this business. We're in the middle of this deal. Is this deal going to even go through? Are we going to be able to close on our home? It was just this huge level of uncertainty. So spoiler alert, we actually did close on our home. We moved and the word of God still stand not to put in my resume anywhere. So I was left with the decision to really push and move forward with my business. And that's exactly what I did. With now having this business coach, I made the decision to go all in on my business because I knew that this is exactly what God was calling me to do. I knew that this is the direction that he wanted me to go in. And I was all in. Like, I was dedicated. I made up in my mind. I made up in my heart that this time around, I'm really going to commit and I'm going to do what God has called me to do. With this new business coach, I started to build out my coaching program. However, I found myself getting very overwhelmed and anxious on all the moving parts that comes with building a business. So the marketing, the development, the social media, like all the things. I didn't know how to properly organize myself. I didn't know how I was going to be able to build a sustainable business.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
On top of that, I have a very love-hate relationship with social media. I mean, I shouldn't say hate. I should say a strong dislike when it comes to social media. If I could be very transparent, social media is a place that causes me to compare myself to others. It causes me to look at where I am, and it doesn't provide a level of gratitude or inspiration. I either get really stuck on scrolling on social media, or I'm comparing myself, and by the time I get off of social media, I found myself very depleted. And all I knew at the time with building a business was you got to get yourself out there, right? You got to put out those reels. You got to put out content so that people know that you know what you do so that you can get clients and customers. And how else are you going to be able to help the people that you're called to serve unless you put yourself out there on social media? So what I decided to do was I decided to get this course that would basically help me to build content on social media from a CEO perspective instead of a consumer perspective. And that course was really powerful to me. It had so much value in there, and I did it. Like, I didn't go through the whole course, but with the help of that course, I made about 31 pieces of content, and I put myself out there, and I literally had content out there for 31 days. Now, the problem with that for me was that I was spending way too much time developing content, way too much time putting together reels and videos and infographics. And I literally was spending like 2 weeks to generate about 30 pieces of content. Like, in the long run, I didn't feel that that wasn't going to be a sustainable business model for me. I knew that if I'm not going to get a job and I'm going to build this business and this is going to be the bread and butter, this is going to be the thing that sustains me, sustains my family, and allows me to really do what God has called me to do, I cannot spend 2 weeks creating content. I cannot spend that much time. I needed to really focus on income generating tasks. And honestly, I didn't think that putting together reels and all those type of things for social media was beneficial for me. Now, I'm not saying that it's not beneficial. I think that being on social media and having a flourishing Instagram account, like, that is my desire. But at the stage that I was in my business, I did not think that that was a good use of my time. I needed a business model that was going to allow me to be highly profitable, highly impactful, and super easy to manage, because part of my why of why I even wanted to build this business was because I wanted the time and money flexibility to do the other things that God has called me to do. So I need a business model that will allow me to authentically create content, allow me to put out a lot of value out there, but that was not going to take so much of my time, but also allowed me to guard my heart. So I started to spend a lot of time in prayer. God saw my heart. He knew that I was really dedicated to building out this business, and I was looking for a business model that would allow me to honor what he was calling me to do, actually develop this business, but also create a blueprint that worked well with me. Like I mentioned, I have a love-hate relationship with social media. I'm still overcoming being on social media and comparing myself to others. I know that being on there for long periods of time is a trigger for me. So while I am still overcoming social media, it's just a place that I don't want to hang out at. And that's where God brought to my attention podcasting. Now, I wanted to create a podcast back in 2018 because I just wanted to create a podcast. Like, I thought it was a cool idea. I thought it was really fun. And I remember praying, asking God if I can join like this podcast program. I was texting my friends that were in the faith, like stand in agreement with me to create this podcast, but it wound up never happening. I wound up starting a blog actually instead of a podcast. But this time around, God had brought it to my attention, and he basically showed me that this would be a good starting point for me in the business model that I was trying to build for myself, a business model that allowed me to create authentic content, allowed me to put a lot of content out there, allowed me to authentically connect with the women that I'm called to serve, allowed me to repurpose content as well, and allowed me to build a highly profitable and impactful business without compromising my heart, without compromising where I am right now, and honoring that, hey, Instagram for me is a trigger, but I know that marketing in business is very important. So I had to find an alternative. And that is what I believe podcasting is going to allow me to do. It's going to allow me to show up as my most authentic self. It's going to allow me to pour out everything that I know and everything that I'm learning to the women that God is calling me to serve, and allow me to honor where my heart is at as it pertains to social media, but also honor this commitment that I made with God. So that is my story. This is how God led me to create this podcast, and I'm sticking with it. I'm new to podcasting. I'm excited about where God is going to take it. But ultimately, I really want to do what is pleasing and honoring to God. And this is what I have found as a good start to do it. So I have so much in store for this show, value that I'm ready to give, and I'm going to give it with all my heart and all my might. So if you already like what you are hearing, please subscribe, leave a review, and rate this show, because we have some really great things coming. And hey, if you're someone who feels called to the marketplace, feels like God is calling you to start a business, but you really don't know how or know where to start, grab my Purpose to Profit Planner. It is a 30-day self-paced interactive planner that will help you to explore your spiritual gifts and then build a business around it in just 30 days. And I'll be sure to leave that inside of the podcast show notes for you. With that being said, thanks for tuning in, sis, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey, sis, thanks for tuning in. If you found any value in today's episode, I'd love to hear from you. Please take a moment to leave a review and share the podcast with a friend. Together, we can empower more women to walk boldly in their faith and business. Until next time, stay profitable.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.